What's the year of COVID meant for travelers? From America's most popular travel radio show, this is your Arm World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. There are the obvious observable facts. Empty hotels, airplanes, and shuttered restaurants and amusement parks. Some of us have returned to the favored mode of traveling of our grandparents. Car trips. Some stayed home for 10 or more months, taking to heart the wisdom of Henry David Thoreau, who wrote, "To shut our eyes is to travel." Others followed the advice of travel writer Paul Theroux, who prescribed long walks to beat ennui. It's not exotic, but it compares favorably with what an 18th century artist and soldier named Javier de Maistre endured. He wrote a book called Journey Around My Room when he was under house arrest. He described in great detail his trips, and I put that in quotes, to the various corners and items in his room. I'm most sympathetic of kids, usually eager travelers, who couldn't even go to school. A humorous New Yorker essay advised high schoolers to replicate cafeteria food at home by squirting ketchup on cake. Detention will require watching a 9-hour video about corn. For travelers, sitting for hours between two people in an uncomfortable small chair might do the trick, just like flying coach. More travel info at armworldtravel.com.